I'm Phil Neen with a look at sports. Riverdale won an SWAL baseball game at Boscobel last night. The score was 6-1. The Chieftains scored two runs in the second inning and four in the sixth inning to improve to 4-1 in the league and 6-2 overall. Riverdale sophomore Eli Kempbell struck out 11 as he logged the victory, giving up five hits. He hit the 100-pitch limit after retiring the first batter of the seventh. Henry Drone came on in relief to help nail down the win. At the plate, Bevan Dennis had two hits and two RBIs. Eli Kempbell, 2-for-4 with a double and two RBI. And Henry Drone doubled twice and had an RBI. Owen Blankenship doubled. And Ethan Cagle was on base three times for Riverdale. Boscobel's Tyler Miller, along with Grant and Graydon Richter, all pitched. Peyton Heen was on base three times. Sawyer Luce and Grant Richter both had two hits. The Bulldogs fell to 0-4 in the league, 1-5 for the season. Following the 6-1 win, Riverdale will now prepare for a non-conference game at Dodgeville on Thursday, while Boscobel will travel to Southwestern on Friday. Elsewhere in baseball from yesterday, Southwestern got the win against Iowa Grant. Final score was 5-3. Dodgeville shut out Richland Center 8-0 in a makeup game yesterday. It was DeSoto 14 and Kickapoo 2, and Cashton beat Wonewoc Center. Final score 16-4 in five innings. Potosi Cassville over River Ridge. That final was 2-0. In softball action last night at Stoddard, it was Ithaca Weston getting the win against DeSoto 13-8. J.C. Maxwell was the winning pitcher, giving up seven hits, eight runs, striking out nine, and walking two. Ella Coe suffered the pitching loss, giving up 16 hits, 13 runs, four strikeouts, and no walks. Leading hitters for Ithaca Weston, Kelsey Coleman, 4-for-5 with two runs scored, three RBIs, and a triple. Valerie Bauer was 3-for-4, scoring twice with two RBIs. Brindley Wanless, 2-for-4, scoring a run and having an RBI. Autumn McBain, 1-for-2 with a double. And Alyssa Olson was 1-for-5 with her first varsity home run. DeSoto's Sylvia Kruger was 2-for-4 with two runs scored and an RBI. Kylie Venner, 2-for-4 with two runs scored, two RBIs, and a double. Josie Hansen, 1-for-3. Ella Coe, 1-for-3 with two scored for the Pirates last night. Elsewhere in softball, it was a win for Dodgeville as they blanked Richland Center, hosting the Hornets last night and handing Richland Center its first conference loss. 10-0, Dodgeville gets the win last night. Iowa Grant 12-2 over Seneca. Lancaster 14-4 over Southwestern. Fenimore beat Prairie du Chien 8-2. Same score, Brookwood over Hillsboro. Potosi Cassville picked up a 4-3 win over River Ridge. It was a win for Platteville over River Valley, 8-6 in Southwest Conference action, and Mineral Point 14-2 over Riverdale. Soccer last night, Richland Center fell to La Crosse Central. Final score was 3-0. At the Lee Griffin track invite at Kickapoo yesterday, hosted by Kickapoo LaFarge, some good scores. The girls division, it was Westby with 143, Bangor 119, Kickapoo LaFarge finished third with 83.5, Hillsboro fourth with 55 points, Riverdale fifth, 53.5, among the 14 teams that were entered. For the boys, Kickapoo LaFarge took first, 116.5 to Brookwood's 95.5. New Lisbon was third with 77. Bangor fourth with 62. Boscobel fifth with 58.5. And Ithaca Weston took sixth with 55.5 among the 15 teams entered at the Lee Griffin invite. Coach Gina Lorenz providing us with some information on the Ithaca Weston finishers last night. Caden Keller was 10th in the 200. Sam Jones, 2nd in the 800 with a time of 2:08.07. Third place for Ethan Berkram with a 2:09.35 and a personal record. Clayton Lee was 1st in the 1600. Brayson Garcia-Boland was 5th. In the 3200, Clayton Lee took 3rd. 4x4 relay with a personal record. Sam Jones, Ethan Berkram, Caden Keller, and Brayson Garcia-Boland finished 5th. And the 4x8 was 4th. That was Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Braden Burns, Connor Mentas, and Sam Jones. In the high jump, Ethan Burkram finished 7th. Brayson Garcia-Bolin was 8th in pole vault. In the long jump, Caden Keller 4th and a personal record. And as mentioned, Ithaca Weston finishing 6th. The next action for several area track teams will be coming up on Thursday night at Royal High School for the Gerard Bruner Invitational. Lucky Strikers Bowling League starting to wrap up things for the season. Top series was Bindle Tire with a 25-20, The Shed 25-18, and Hotman Plumbing a 24-55. Philbeck Ford 877, Bindle Tire 876, The Shed and Bindle Tire each had an 875 game. Individually, Nicole Montier with a 608, Tanya Maley 555, Tammy Schwingel a 530. Top game, Nicole Montier with a 220, Sharon Friel 202, Tanya Maley a 196. Marge Hotman picked up the 310 split, Cheryl McNerland a 310 and a 46. Patty Miller had a 510, and Tammy Schwingel a 36, 710 in Lucky Strikers Bowling. Changing of the season, moving to the outdoors, the Quail Run Men's Golf League got underway. Week number one of 20, and last night was a beautiful night for golf. Some good scores on the opening night. Aaron Halverson led the league with a 38. Neil Mahoney and Rich Barrancott each had 39s. Eli Cannon with a 42, including a birdie on hole 1 and 5. A 43 for Phil Prohaska, including a birdie on hole 1. And Peter Lawrence and Chris Pardoon each shot 44s. Other golfers with holes played under par, Jeff Frazier with a birdie on hole 1 and 9, Steve Swanson birdied hole 2, and Tim Daw with a birdie on hole 3. Flag prize winners, Ethan Hafner closest third shot on hole 1, Tim Daw closest to the pin on hole 3, Gary Peckham shortest drive on hole 5, Peter Lawrence closest to the pin on hole 7, and Neil Mahoney closest second shot on hole 9. And Quail Run action last night. And a reminder, the spring meeting has been moved to Thursday, April 30th at 7 p.m. for Church League softball and the volleyball wrap-up. Due to a scheduling conflict, it will be held still at the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. So gearing up for the softball season, which is tentatively set to begin on May 19th. And again, the league meeting will happen Thursday, April 30th. Former Wisconsin guard John Blackwell is heading to Duke. Blackwell announced his commitment in an Instagram post. Blackwell was one of the most highly regarded players to enter the transfer portal after he teamed with Nick Boyd this season to give Wisconsin one of the nation's top backcourt tandems. Blackwell's decision was a part of a productive day of commitments for the Blue Devils and top rival North Carolina. Well, the Brewers, with a win last night, they got the bats going big and won 12-4. Despite missing their top three hitters, the Brewers put 19 runners on base and scored in double digits for the second time this season. They have won 5 of 6. All 9 Milwaukee starters reached base at least once. Detroit catcher, knuckleballer Jake Rogers limited the damage by pitching a scoreless 9th inning. Detroit lost its second straight after winning 8 of 9. Same two teams will meet again tonight. It will be Detroit right-hander Casey Mizee scheduled to pitch against right-handed pitcher Chad Patrick of the Brewers. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about Hamilton's big night at the plate.
He's been through a lot. He's done a great job. He's starting to understand that he's taking ownership. That's the most important thing. He's taking ownership of his game. He understands what we want out of him. And, he's a tremendous base runner, good defender, getting better. And offensively, he can be a force.
In other baseball games from yesterday in interleague action, it was a win for Cincinnati over Tampa Bay 12-6. Minnesota beat the Mets 5-3. Texas 5, Pittsburgh 1, and the White Sox 11-5 over Arizona. In the National League, the Cubs were winners against Philadelphia 7-4, Washington 11, Atlanta 4, St. Louis 5-3 over Miami, San Diego 1, Colorado nothing, San Francisco 3-1 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Cleveland Cleveland 8, Houston 5, Yankees 4-0 over Boston, Kansas City 6, Baltimore 5, Toronto 4, the Angels 2, and the Athletics 5-2 over Seattle in Major League Baseball from yesterday. Also, the Packers kind of contemplating on what to do in the upcoming draft. Packer GM Brian Gutekunst is not saying a lot about the draft, but he talked about having nothing to do on Thursday, as the Packers don't have a pick currently until Friday.
We've talked about that, joked about it a little bit, but no, I think we're gonna do our normal process. You know, the phones won't be as busy, that's for sure. But we're gonna kind of keep our ears open, and you know, we've put a lot of work into this with the players that are gonna be picked in that round, and I'm sure it'll be a little bit more fun just because it's gonna be less chaotic.
In the NBA playoffs last night, it was a win for Philadelphia over Boston, 111-97. Portland, 106. San Antonio, 103. The Lakers beat Houston, 101-94. And from the NHL playoffs, Boston 4-2 over Buffalo. Tampa Bay 1 in overtime over Montreal, 3-2. Utah 3, Vegas 2. And Colorado beat Los Angeles 2-1 in overtime. That's a wrap on sports. I am Phil Nee.